continent of Atlantis was an island which lay before the Great Flood in the area we now call the Atlantic Ocean. So great an area of land that from her western shores those beautiful sailors journeyed to the south and the North Americas with ease in their ships with painted sails. To the east, Africa was her neighbor, across a short strait of sea miles. The great Egyptian age is but a remnant of the Atlantean culture. The antediluvian kings colonized the world. All the gods who play in the mythological dramas, in all legends from all lands, were from fair Atlantis. Knowing her fate, Atlantis sent out ships to all corners of the earth. On board were the 12. The poet, the physician, the farmer, the scientist, the magician, and the other so-called gods of our legends, though gods they were. And as the elders of our time choose to remain blind, let us rejoice and let us sing and dance and ring in the new. Hail Atlantis!
A couple of weeks ago, I watched a program called In Search Of. Well, I watched it more than once. I tape it, and usually every Friday night, you know, I'm too tired to stay up till, what is it, 9 or 10? I can't stay up that late. So this is a Zachary Quinto. Is it Quinto or Quinto? He hosts this, and he's the new Spock in one of the Star Trek. And I remember the old version of this that was done by Leonard Nimoy, the old Spock, the original Spock. Isn't that weird coincidence? I thought it was. And so I saw that he was going to host a show on Atlantis, so I really wanted to see that. And I guess I was a little disappointed. I mean, Zachary does a good job. I'm not blasting him. But they felt that Atlantis could have been in the Mediterranean, and they investigated some runes and different things. And then there was this one fellow that said, no, it's in Morocco because it's on the coast of Africa, and this could have been all underwater or some at one time. And I thought, that's not what I believe. That's not what I know in my heart, because I think I lived there. And I'll get into that in this show. And maybe some of you did. And maybe that's why when you hear the name Atlantis, it calls out to you. The song that I played was by Donovan at the beginning of my program. And, you know, the first time I heard that song, it's like, wow. And I didn't hear it when it came out. I heard it years later, and I thought, I don't know what it is about this song. There's some of it just rings so true. Some of the things he's saying in the beginning of it, how Atlantis was in the Atlantic Ocean. I absolutely believe that with all my heart, that it did exist and it was a continent. It wasn't a city. It was a very advanced culture. And then he talks about, you know, them going to other cultures that influenced the Egyptians and other parts of the world. And I believe that's what happened. When Atlantis sank, or when it was covered with water, I believe it didn't happen rapidly and that many were able to escape. And obviously the ones with money and wealth and technology were able to go elsewhere, just like it would be in any situation. And those that were poor probably were washed up, didn't survive, as we see time and again throughout our history. Unfortunately, that's the way it goes. So there are many different those that speak about Atlantis. By the way, I did enjoy what he does on that show. Zach, if you ever want to check out the program, it's on History Channel, and he talks about many different things. And he seems to be curious, but he takes a very scientific approach to try to prove things, which I don't blame him. I kind of just wish he would have talked to somebody that said, no, I think it's in the Atlantic Ocean. And if you look at the Bimini, the road by Bimini, is that evidence of what could have been part of Atlantis at one time? I've always felt it was in that direction, heading down towards the Bermuda Triangle. So my own feeling is that I lived there before, and I've been told by more than one psychic that I did. And I was involved in what they call teaching of the law of one, I believe. I may have lived more than once on Atlantis. Maybe one time I was the villain. I don't always see myself as being the good guy in any of these situations, but I have to go by somewhat what I was told, that, you know, there were two factions. I'm sure there were several, but towards the end, there were two factions, and you had two different groups fighting for control. And one was doing it peacefully with love, and the other one was doing, and they weren't even really fighting for control, but you had this other group called the Arians, the sons of Belial, I believe, that were trying to manipulate those with involved with the priests, they called them. And these weren't religious priests, but just beings of spirit. They were trying to manipulate the priests and control them, the ones that created the Law of One, that worked closely with the Law of One. And so what they did is they tricked them. And this allowed them to basically destroy Atlantis. They thought by, you know, we want to control the world, as we see now. We have military groups, and then we have spiritual groups that are trying to get us to shift, you know, always towards love. And I think that was what was going on back then. How long ago did Atlantis exist? There were reports that it was like 11,000 to 15,000 years ago. And then other sources say older than that, 30,000 years ago. I don't know who I believe. I just believe that I truly was there. It just rings so true in my heart that I did live in this place. And it just, when I hear a song like Atlantis, boy, it just cuts right through me. And when people talk about it, when I watch a show about it, and that to me is a way to prove, if you're not sure if you've lived in another time, when you feel an emotional connection to something, it's a good sign that you could have lived. That's how I judge it. And I could be wrong. So more than one of my psychic friends have told me that I'd lived during a different time period as a teacher or somehow involved with probably doing good or trying to do good in Atlantis. And we knew that our backs were up against things because we knew there were those that weren't trying to do that necessarily. I don't know, 100%. There are three different theories that I kind of look at. I wouldn't call them theories, but three different teachings, I guess, that I look at that, and I try to pick and choose what I think is the best that rings true to me. So what I'm going to take today is from three different teachings or beings that have spoke about it. Channeled beings, Golden Age of Gaia, which I enjoy many of the articles and the audio that I think Steve and his crew do a great job at that. By the way, Steve came up, there's some heat recently for something he posted about the Kavanaugh thing. And I just think, well, you know, if you don't agree with somebody, just politely say something or show love. I think anybody that doesn't is coming from a place of ego. So he got attacked for sharing some thoughts and opinions on things, which, sorry, it's ridiculous. People think it's okay. They can bash someone else. Well, and they act like they have all the truth over here, and it's like, nobody does. You don't. Anyway, let's tell you about, and I won't go into those things because I have no idea where the truth lies. I have my own feeling on it, but do any of us truly know? No. But we want to act like we do. Yeah. So I listen to both sides. That's what I like about Steve. I think he's right down the middle. Just like I feel I am. I don't favor one over the other. How could you? The way I look at it. So now let's look at three different sources that I've taken this from. Golden Age of Gaia and some of the different articles. I searched that out. You can actually Google search, or not Google, but you can search on their website and they'll talk about Atlantis. And there's different beings that talk about it. It's a similar story, though, that Atlantis was around maybe 10 to 15,000 years ago. Some sources say older than that, but not so much in the Golden Age of Gaia. And then I also look at Archangel Metatron, and he speaks through James Tiberin, and he talked about Atlantis, had a really good article. And a lot of it ties in closely with Edgar Cayce. And I don't know if you believe Edgar Cayce, but I think there's a lot of stuff he said that was recorded in his lifetime. It was pretty amazing. Now, he made some predictions that didn't happen. And I always wondered about that. He said we were going to have this great devastating effect happening to us in the late 1900s. And it never did. He predicted some kind of devastating thing. And maybe it was altered. Maybe that's what he You know, I've come to believe that there have been those that have stepped in and altered some of these things that were coming our way because we changed the way we think about things, and we changed that we wanted to help the planet. And this was a conscious decision, from what I understand, made in the 80s and 90s. So all these naysayers, the ones that were saying that things were going to happen, maybe an asteroid or a comet hitting the planet or in World War III, I think we were on course for that. I really believe we were. And then there were those that stepped in and said, we've been given permission to stop this. And that's why it stopped, because they don't want us doing that. It affects the whole solar system. Heck, affects galaxies if we were to destroy ourselves. So getting back to James Tiberin and what Metatron has to say, I found it very interesting. There was an article that talked about, well, I'll get into detail. And then my third source that I like to refer to was the first source I listened to, and that was Ramtha. Ramtha had laid out so many things on so many different levels about any question I had, really, at the time, who Sasquatch was, UFOs, the Greys, New World Order, all that stuff. And he laid it out, I think, fairly accurately, because it's been proven to my satisfaction in the last 30 years of my research of trying to find witnesses and people. And I believe a lot of what he had to say was accurate. I can't prove the Atlantis thing. Can anyone? Atlantis, from Ramtha's perspective, existed over 30,000 years ago, and it didn't sink into the ocean. The ocean, the waters were up in the sky, according to Ramtha. And the Atlanteans, he said, there were two groups. There were the peaceful ones, and there were the warlike ones. And the warlike ones had a new weapon that they wanted to test. And the peaceful ones said, no, 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 you can't do that. And the warlike ones said, well, we're going to try it. And they did. And when they released this weapon, the majority of water was in the sky back then. And it destroyed that and allowed these rains to come pouring down, this water. And you could almost think of the story of Noah, like rain for 40 days and 40 nights. What would cause that? Was God angry, or was there something else going on? I'm not saying this is connected to Noah, but maybe. Because I think Noah happened after Atlantis, in my perspective of this. But what happened was, by using this weapon, according to Ramtha, they released the waters and the ocean started filling up even more. Because prior to that, they were very low. And eventually, you know, the Atlanteans, those that had the money, went to other civilizations. And like suggested in the song, the opening song, maybe they had influence in other cultures, which I think is certainly possible. Also around that time, Ramtha has talked about this, and so have others, that there was a place called Lemuria. And Lemuria was actually where the Hawaiian Islands are, and there actually was a continent that stretched all the way over to Asia. And the Lemurians were a very peaceful group of beings, rather tall. According to Ramtha, the Atlanteans were 8 to 12 feet tall, and so were the Lemurians, very tall beings. And I've always wanted to try, well, how do you find evidence to any of this, to prove any of this is true? But, you know, I keep my ears open. And every once in a while, there's a TV show or a witness or just somebody out of the blue will say something. And I'll go, huh. So there was a program about the national parks and all these strange things that happen in them. And the story was about these Native American kids. They were 18, a boy and a girl. They wanted to go camping on Mount Shasta. And they were told by the elders of their family, and supposedly the Mount Shasta Park has got a lot of strange things going on. Some people say bad things. Some people say, well, that's not that bad. But don't go above a certain level in the mountains, because if you do, they don't like that. And, of course, these two kids said, who are you talking about? And they named the beings, I don't know if they called them Garthians, but the ones that supposedly are there. And it's kind of a sacred area. and they have fear of going there, the elders. But these two people went, and they were laying this story on this TV show I'm watching. And this young guy and this girl went up there, and they pitched a tent, and they said, we're going to go up here. And they woke up in the morning. The guy did, and he went outside, and he saw these two huge beings, over 10 feet tall, just staring at him. Now, they didn't do anything to hurt him, but they stared at and scared the heck out of him. So they packed up their tent, and they ran out of there. And, that, you know, they could have hurt him and done anything they want. So that tells me maybe they're not malevolent. Maybe they are more peaceful. But maybe they just don't want people messing around with them. So the story of the Lemurians is that they were not like the Atlanteans, not warlike. And when the Atlanteans used their weapon to, you know, tested out a weapon, because they wanted to control the world, there was a group of them that they basically flooded much of the earth that hadn't been flooded. And this also flooded much of Lemuria. And the Lemurians escaped to places like Mount Shasta. There were sources saying this before I even saw this TV show. So I found that very interesting. They also said that these beings escaped to the inner earth. Now, you've heard me maybe do shows on that before. The possibility of a hollow inner earth. There was even a group of people that wanted to travel there. I spoke to them. They had a ship all lined up and ready to go twice. And both times, just before they were ready to go, one of the people died. That was the major leader. So that set things back. Two, the second time, the funding got mysteriously pulled. So they were no longer available to go search for this place, an opening that leads to a hollow earth. And I know that might be the first time you might be hearing this for the first time and think it's nutty, but there seems to be a connection that the earth could have doorways. Bermuda Triangle, maybe, where many mysterious things happen. Polar caps, polar areas where there's an opening. And supposedly Admiral Byrd flew into that. And he described it, that he was seeing this green area in the North Pole. Well, how could he see that? And there are rumors that his, I don't know if I believe this 100%, because I don't know if it's actually him that wrote this, but according to his diary, that he actually met with these inner earth beings. I don't know if that's true. But I do believe that the earth could be hollow. I know that sounds a little bit strange. And I do believe the Agarthans or former Lemurians and maybe others exist there. Is it that hard to believe that? I guess it is for some of you. I'm not going to go into that story so much this week. I'm just going to talk about Atlantis because I believe it existed. So Raptha claimed that you had these beings, the Atlanteans, that went to different parts of the world to start over, and many perished. And as I was reading about what Metatron said, Archangel Metatron said, I think it was closer to 15,000 years ago. So you have a conflict here. Who's telling the truth or who perceives it better? I don't know. But he did make an interesting statement. There's an article I read online. He talked about Atlantis. During the time of Atlantis, towards the end of times, there were two groups. Those with the law of one, the priests, which they weren't really priests in a religious standard. They were keepers of love, keepers of truth, keepers of light. And they were in conflict with those that wanted to control the world. And he listed the name of these beings as the Aryans. And I had to think about, wait a second, the Aryans, that's what Hitler talked about. Metatron draws a correlation. He said there were the sons of Belial, and basically the Aryans, who were a master race, but no more than you and I. I don't want anybody to think that what Hitler was saying was accurate. But they wanted to be a master race, and they wanted to create a better human being. And so they wanted to repopulate the planet and extinguish, I think, those that weren't physically evolved, created, and therefore there would be less disease and all of that. And so Metatron goes on to say that's what Hitler was trying to do. Hitler was trying to get rid of all the weaker species of the planet so there would be one master race. And he felt the Germans descended from the Aryans. And I remember hearing about that. And now it makes sense. The genocide, what he was doing in his own twisted way. I'm going to try to make a better race of people. Why was he so interested in ancient artifacts? Why was he so interested in the Ark of the Covenant? Why was he looking for places that would maybe reveal where Atlantis was? The Germans were doing a lot of that. And a bit of that is revealed in Raiders of the Lost Ark. But they were going around looking for a lot of different things. And he believed in the occult and some of these teachings. So did he know that the Aryans were part of Atlantis? I'm beginning to think he might have. And that would explain his behavior. So when I read this article, I thought, wow, that's fascinating. That perhaps, and then Metatron suggests that Hitler was around during that time. Him and Himmler. Does that sound right? Himmler? Both of those two individuals were back in that time. And they had very good memories of it. And that's what they were trying to do in the 1930s and 40s, is recreate what they had on Atlantis. It failed then. And then it failed again. You think you would have learned the first time. So I've heard the term Aryan race, and I never really knew. I thought it was an alien race that Hitler was connected to. And maybe the Aryans are initially an alien race, but if it dates back to Atlantis and Hitler and those within his group knew of this, they were just trying to rediscover these powerful weapons that the Earth once had. And the stories of Atlantis is that they were much more advanced than we even are today. They had spaceships that traveled through the skies. So in some ways, they were primitive, the ones that didn't have much. And then other ways, they were as advanced or more advanced than what we have now. It was a civilization that basically grew to the point of their ego and manipulation and dark energy took control and destroyed itself. And then there's what I've read on Golden Age of Gaia, which kind of ties in a little bit of that as well, talking about how Atlantis, they talked about, I believe, in those articles, and maybe that's what Metatron was saying too, that it was a combination of the polar caps melting, and also there was a weapon, not a weapon maybe, but a satellite of some sort that came crashing down, a very powerful weapon, and it caused the Earth to shift, and great cataclysmic change, which makes sense too. And the polar caps to melt, and the water came up higher than normally. You know, if there is a continent, you think of Atlantis and was in the Atlantic Ocean, it has to be pretty deep, wouldn't you say? I mean, maybe over by Bimini, but you know, when they say it goes down several miles before you even hit land, bottom of the ocean. The concept that it's possible the water could have been in the firmament, in the clouds, and then somehow released. That makes a lot of sense to me. I guess everybody has to draw, whether or not they even opened the idea that Atlantis existed. And I believe it did. I believe there was a time that we were much more aware of many things. What they talk about a lot with Archangel Metatron is that they were these crystals that were used in very powerful ways and abused. And so what they did is they removed these crystals from Atlantis, those with the keepers of the Law of One, and they placed them in different parts of the world. And this could also include the crystal skulls, which was kind of something you saw again in the Indiana Jones movies. You saw them talking about how they showed how the Germans were looking for the Ark of the Covenant and other ancient artifacts. And then also in Indiana Jones 4, I think it was, they brought the crystal skulls into it. And that was alien related and all that other stuff. And I don't know. You know, that was a little strange, but it was part of it's mixed with truth, I think. That's my take on those movies. They always mix a little bit of truth in with all that. So, you know, I have friends that There's a good friend of mine that who's been on my show more than once that actually has worked with the crystal skulls. And they seem to contain all this wisdom and knowledge. Who put it in there? And why? And then have there been places where these things have been deliberately kept to not fall in the wrong hands? And they would be revealed when we are in a state of where we are high enough level of evolution consciousness to where we won't destroy ourselves. They talk about that a lot, that there's crystals and Arkansas, they call Arklantis because there's a lot of things that were stored in Arkansas. And there's other places across the world where they've chosen to put some of these ancient artifacts, crystals, and they'll sit there until the day is right for us to step forward. Well, the day is getting closer. Some will estimate that if I read a lot like Golden Age of Gaia, they make it sound like it could be this year. They make it sound like it could be soon. If I look at what Metatron says, there's not going to be any major changes. 2038 will be a shift in consciousness, according to him. And then also 2075. And he says, but really, no major huge changes. All of it's not going to come forward for 300 years. That makes a lot of sense to me. I think we are moving towards it. But how can it? It might happen rapidly. Or it might not. It might take a while. We are really the ones that are in charge of this, how fast we wish it to come forward. There will come a day, I think, when we'll find out about all these things. I think if you search your heart, you can kind of feel what rings true to it and what maybe doesn't. And what rings true to me is that Atlantis did exist. And I think it was not an island. Well, I mean, maybe a continental island, but not a small little place, city. It was actually a rather large piece of land. And I believe it existed several thousand years ago. Plato wrote about it. Was Plato being truthful? And it's like, yeah, I think stories were passed down. And I think he was speaking about something he had heard about. He didn't have all the facts, but he knew he had heard about this. You know, it was there was a time we didn't have television or radio or things to distract us. So the only thing we had were the stories that we shared. And did the stories change from one generation to another telling it? Perhaps. But a lot of it was kept very close because it was very important. So I think some of it was fairly accurate, even for relaying the stories over and over and over again. I guess it's up to you. Look, if you want, search out the people I've mentioned, or even other ones. And if you've come across something you want to share with me on that, I'm always open. This is a short program. Hopefully soon I'll have some other people on. I plan on doing that again soon, but I've just been so crazy busy. Anyway, I appreciate you listening, and blessings to you.